The Warriors home for a game before returning to the road and hosting Boston in a rough-and-tumble affair on Warriors ground, where things went back and forth until late. Klay Thompson had 25 points on the night to go with 6 rebounds. Stephen Curry, 23 points plus 6 assists, and Draymond Green added 13 points and 8 boards. But things unravel in the fourth quarter with turnovers and the Warriors mustering just 12 points as Boston takes it 99-86, the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Steph.
What did you see in the fourth quarter there?
We just got outplayed. I mean, they turned up the defensive pressure and forced a lot of turnovers. And you know, we missed some shots that we normally make, but just got beat. That's as simple as that.
You had Draymond and Klay out there for a stretch in the fourth quarter with Ian Clark and McAdoo in. Was that a minutes thing for Klay and Draymond, or were you just trying to mix
when
it up?
I took Draymond
and Klay out. They both were out there for a little while and was a 7-0
Yeah, well,
run.
We always give them a rest. You know, it's at some point, there's no way we're going to just let them play the whole quarter, especially with the stretch that we're on. So that was a time where we had to get them out and get them a few minutes rest. And obviously, things didn't go well for those couple minutes. But, just trying to get guys their rest and play a lot of people and trying to find something that worked, that was going to work. But, we couldn't get anything going.
It does look like the second unit to start the third and – I'm sorry, start the second and fourth quarters is really struggling offensively. Are you looking at trying to mix that up a little bit? And what do you put your finger on? What's happening with that?
Well, they struggled tonight. But yeah. The Atlanta game, the bench was the story of the game. You know, they were tremendous. So it was a night tonight where we didn't get anything going off the bench. That's normally a really good unit for us. So I'll go right back to them. It's just one of those nights.
How do you determine fatigue versus just struggle or poor play?
Does it matter? you just have to, you know, we're in a tough spot in the schedule, obviously, and with KD's injury, everybody goes through this at some point in the season. You just make your way through, and you let everybody else freak out and panic, and you just keep your nose down, keep working, and things work out.
Did you ever see a point where the energy level was where you wanted it to be?
Not really. It didn't feel like a high energy night. I thought maybe the last 4 minutes or so of the second quarter, we had some good energy and made a push defensively. But for the most part, it was just not a night where we ever seemed to gain any real traction.
Around this time, the last 2 years, you've talked about the importance of getting the number one seed, getting home court advantage. Does Durant's injury change your thinking about that at all?
No, we still want the number one seed. I'm not going to run guys ragged to get it. Obviously, we want it. It would be nice to get. You have to get through the season in one piece. You have to pace yourselves a little bit, and obviously with KD's injury, it there's a domino effect there, minutes wise, rotation wise. So we got to manage this stretch right here and get through this week, and we'll come back next week back home and be home all week. Guys will be in their own beds, so that'll be a good thing, and we'll get recharged. But we got to get back out on the road tomorrow. Seems kind of crazy, but here we go.
I know you got to check with the guys tomorrow or the next day, but does this what you saw tonight make it more likely you might rest some guys in the next game?
It's a possibility. We'll just, I'll talk to the training staff tomorrow. We're keeping all our options open.
Your 3-point percentage this season as a team is significantly lower than last year. How much of an effect is that in the offense? Just the fact that you guys are just missing a lot more threes.
Well, it's the name of the game. You know, you got to put the ball in the basket and it's for whatever reason we're in a little bit of a funk, from three right now. That the travel on the last trip, all the miles in the air probably doesn't help. Let's be honest, but I'm not worried about that. You know, we've got good shooters. You know, you get through the schedule. There's going to be some tough spots, but you get through and recharge, and those shots start going in.
Steve, 9 foul shots only. Was any part of that your guys not being aggressive enough, or is it just kind of the way the game unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, it was I thought that was a big factor in the game. I mean, you know, we got outscored 15-6 at the line. We committed twice as many fouls as Boston did. So that was a factor. Now, you know, was it our lack of aggressiveness, lack of going to the hole? I don't know. I'll look at the tape and determine that, I guess. But we just got beat, and we got beat by a team that had lost two in a row. And, you know, they were waiting on us, and they were ready to play tonight, and they deserved it.
I mean, they played some good defense. We just got a little stagnant. It was a different lineup out there for a little bit, and just couldn't really manufacture anything really. You know, obviously we'll look at the film, but it was a couple turnovers at untimely, you know, parts of the fourth quarter, a couple loose balls that bounced their way and they capitalized off of them, you know, with kind of some momentum changing threes. And that 3-minute stretch where it went from, I think, a 4-point game to 10 or 11 was a killer tonight. So at home, you kind of want to, you know, hold on to the momentum as best you can, especially in the fourth quarter.
You guys went 6 of 30 from three tonight, and it's kind of been an extended slump for the whole team from three. How backbreaking are those plays where you get an open three? I mean, it's good offense, and the guy just misses.
Obviously, hope they go in, but that can't be a deciding factor whether that translates or spills over into a bad defensive possession. So I think for the most part, we, you know, offset that with some great defensive possessions and stops. I think, like I said, the difference tonight wasn't our shooting. It was, you know, offensive rebounds and a couple loose balls that went their way that they capitalized on in some key moments in the game. That kind of decided it.
In that fourth quarter stretch there, it was like a flurry of turnovers. Is that their defense or a little bit of you guys too?
One dribble off my foot, that was tough. Can't really, you know, account for that. The other ones, you know, they got in a passing lane on one, which was kind of a bang-bang play. I got caught up in pick and roll one, and then I don't remember the rest, but, you know, when the game's close and you're missing shots, those are, you know, key possessions and pivotal possessions in a close game, and they capitalized on every single one of them. And, you know, it was – I don't know how many – they had 15 points off of turnovers. I'm pretty sure it was maybe 7 or 8, 9 of them right there in the fourth quarter, which is tough.
Steph, you mentioned the different lineup in the fourth quarter. Were you a little surprised to be out there in pretty much crunch time without Draymond and Clay in the game?
It was just kind of how the minutes fell tonight. And I don't really know exactly how long, you know, they were on the bench. I can't really remember, but it was a different lineup. But you got to still execute our game plan and still live up to our identity. And no, we didn't do that.
Did it feel weird to hear MVP chants for someone not on your team? Obviously, that doesn't happen a lot at home.
Our fans were leaving. We didn't give them anything to cheer about, so you don't play into that much at all. The hype of opposing fans in the arena, we get them in, you know, other teams' arenas too. Can't be sensitive about that.
Steph, you guys have always stated that you want to get the number one seed, but you've got San Antonio now. You guys are just a game and a half up on them. How do you reconcile wanting to go after it versus making sure you guys are fresh when you're playing so many games in the stretch in a bunch of cities?
I mean, we talk about it, but we need to focus on us in that perspective. It's not about looking behind us. We need to you know, take care of our business, and tonight we didn't do that. And we do have a tough schedule, and we got to – it's part of the 82 that we all play every single year, and you got to be ready for it. You know, a tough back-to-back coming up in Minnesota and San Antonio. So the key is obviously to put this one, you know, behind us, get ready for you know, that first stop, take care of business, and get back some momentum and see what happens down in San Antonio.
You guys are obviously nearing the tail end of this really tough stretch of the schedule. Kerr has mentioned it a lot. Do you think some guys could use a game off here or two in the next couple games?
I know every guy in that locker room wants to play, so at the end of the day, that's our mentality. In the past, coaches obviously made some decisions that he thought were necessary at the time, and that's what coaches do. So we'll see if that happens. But as a player, like, every night is a chance to help your team win. And, I mean, sounds cliche, but literally if you don't show up ready to play with that mentality, you're going to be behind the eight ball a little bit.
And now it's back to the road for the team, as on Friday they will take on the Timberwolves in Minnesota, and then Saturday it's a game against the Spurs in San Antonio before they return home here for a game against the 76ers on Tuesday night. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.